Good evening, everyone. I declare the meeting open. We begin by acknowledging the Kaurna people, the traditional custodians of this land. We pay our respects to their elders, past and present. I'll let everybody know that the audio of this General Council meeting will be recorded and made available on the City of Marion website. I ask any elected members if they foresee any potential conflict of interest with any item on the agenda. Councillor Gard.
Yes, in my case, Mayor, it's the Secret Park DPA. I'm just not sure how...
Because you reside nearby.
I reside nearby, and that's material, I guess, or is that a new bracket now?
Ms McKenzie, what do you advise?
Through the Chair, yes, I would agree that due to the proximity of your residence that you would have a conflict of interest.
Yep. Very well. When we come to that, we'll deal with it, and you can leave the room. If you wish, any others? Councillor Clancy.
For the item regarding Edwardstown Sports and Community Club, my son plays for Edwardstown Football Club, but I don't, which could be considered perceived conflict of interest, but I'll remain during that item.
Sounds a fair assessment. What do you think, Ms McKenzie?
Yes, I believe that's accurate. There's no actual conflict of interest, but we can certainly note it as a perceived, and you can stay in the room.
Thank you. If there aren't any others, would someone like to move confirmation of the minutes of the last General Council meeting? Is there a question, Councillor Crossland?
I'm happy to move the minutes, but I would like an amendment. There is an error in there.
I've noticed that there was an item where you were described as both moving and seconding the motion, and we have staff have kindly checked and discovered that it was Councillor Pryor who seconded the motion. That was to go on page 14 of the minutes. It was a motion for confidentiality of certain minutes of the Finance and Audit Committee. So we would be moving confirmation of the minutes with that correction, and I've actually made that correction on the formal minutes. So would you like to move that way, Councillor?
I'd like to move that way, thank you, Worship.
Yep, moved Councillor Crossland, seconded Councillor Telfer. All those in favour? Carried unanimously, thank you. So now we can go straight down to committee recommendations. And this is not the substantive debate on the topics, but just receiving the minutes. Would someone like to move confirmation of the minutes of those two committees, the Review and Selection Committee and the Special Urban Planning Committee? Moved Councillor Schilling, seconded Councillor Pryor. If there aren't any questions, I'll put it to the vote. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. And now we have some confidential items on the agenda. So apologies to members of the public who have come for particular matters, although, having said that, I've been made aware that some members of the public are here for the Seacliff DPA item. So if, I mean, with leave of the meeting, I could deal with that matter first. That would suit at least some people, because once we go into a confidential session, I'm concerned that it'll probably take at least half an hour. So with leave of the meeting, I'll simply go to that item on the agenda. Nobody's objecting, so I can do that. And therefore, to elected members and the public, it's page 137, where we have the final draft of the Seacliff Park DPA. Councillor Gard is leaving the chamber and having declared a conflict of interest, and I'll leave it to Councillor Crossland to move.
Thank you, Your Worship. I'd like to move as printed, as recommended by staff. There's really not a lot to add. The report pretty much speaks for itself. There's not a lot of changes to the DPA, as was approved in 2014. It's something we've been waiting for and hope that we get moving on the development there as soon as possible. And I'll just move and recommend it to members as printed. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'll just highlight that there's a very important ancillary document, which is a draft of the stormwater deed, which is yet to be finalised. But for anyone who's interested, on page 390, there's actually quite a comprehensive summary of what is intended to be placed into the deed once we're ready to go ahead with that. So it's been moved. Is it seconded? Councillor Pryor, anything to add? Any questions? Councillor Hull.
Two questions. First one is, how does this relate to any considerations by the City of Holthus Bay? I'd just like to understand how it will move forward and how our motion relates to what they might expect.
Thank you. As the report says, we believe Holdfast Bay dealing with the issue on the 25th of February, but I will hand over to one of our managers to provide any further detail about the interaction. Mr. Skull.
Yeah, thank you, Chair. I had a meeting with Holdfast Bay last week, and they'll be looking at this on the 25th of January, February, beg your pardon. They were keen to actually have the infrastructure deed finalised, which is the stormwater deed. But also they're looking at some retail considerations that have been put to them as well.
Did you want further detail, Councillor Hull?
I've got another question. Mr. Mayor, just if administration could clear up the possibilities of resolving any perceived traffic management issues as a consequence of this development, as referred to by Councillor Gard in emails. Could administration just advise as to whether those points have been picked up in terms of our obligations in terms of traffic management?
Certainly, Councillor Hull, you'll find the table of submissions from the public and then the responses and steps forward, which commences on page 150 of the agenda. Very useful because it does cover the transport aspects, but I'll ask management to give further detail. Mr. Delacombe.
Thank you, Mayor. Through the Chair. Councillor Hull, if you're referring to the email related to traffic intersection at Schofield Road and Ocean Boulevard. So that matter has been addressed in the DPA investigations, firstly through a consideration of the intended development at the site, and the traffic management proposal put to DPTI of an intersection. They acknowledge that an intersection is required there at some point in the future. However, for the purposes of this development, they felt that extending the turn right lane from Ocean Boulevard into Schofield Road is sufficient for the purposes of this development. To that end, their developer and DPTI are on the precipice of entering into a deed to undertake those works. The local traffic management plans will be done at a later stage once the development progresses, so at a development assessment stage.
Councillor Hull?
Yes, quickly. I hope this is not a case of government allowing intensification of residential development and even commercial development and then worrying about the traffic issues later. Can you reassure me that we're not doing that? That, you know, I've heard your explanation from the department. What is your view on the assessments that have been done in regards to and I welcome the development, very much so, but are we actually preparing ourselves in terms of traffic management to make sure that it does not create hardships in terms of traffic management?
All right, we'll take that as Councillor Hull's third question. Mr. Della Coombs.
Thank you, Mayor. Through the Chair. Look, I'm convinced that the way this project is being managed in terms of the research undertaken to get us this far and the all the other details that flow out of this development, being the haulage, the Boral haulage route relocation, which will a significant cost to the developer, build an intersection further up the road at the intersection of Lonsdale and Majors Road. And I believe there'll be further changes to this area as a result of those changes, which in conjunction with the turn right lane will be enough for this development to proceed as it's currently envisaged. I would anticipate that once the development group have developed a master plan, which we would get to see and be part of in some respects, and finally a development proposal that we would be reinvestigating to ensure that what they're specifically proposing at that time, together with the knowledge hopefully that we've gained from the changes that have flowed from these other deals and projects that are happening around, indeed the other changes to do with the Southern Expressway and Council's other projects further up in that area, I think the benefit of that time will enlighten us to be in a good position to make a call at the development assessment stage to be convinced that traffic management will be sufficient for the purposes of this development triggering.
Right, well, we've had a mover and seconder. Is anyone speaking against the recommendation to endorse the DPA and authorise execution of the stormwater deed when it's ready? Councillor Vlescu?
Not against it, Your Worship, but I do have a question about the retail component. I remember that there were some very optimistic forecasts for Hallett Cove, and there's a significant amount of empty retail space there. And here it talks about optimised and best case scenario. What are we going to, do we know what's going to happen to make sure we don't get the same situation that we have in Hallett Cove, albeit it is a smaller footprint?
Mr. Scull.
Thank you, Your Worship. The IQ report, which is in your agenda, shows that there's a significant catchment area for people who will be looking for a smaller supermarket and other and specialist shops that are going to be in there. Our consideration is that the market will determine what goes in there and the size of it, but certainly there is significant interest from the community around there, and I've very rarely seen that in my time on council for this development to provide the amenity that the shops that they're providing will. So in answer to your question, the developers and staff are thinking that this could actually be a terrific thing for residents, having a shop there and the convenience of that, instead of having to go up the hill or down to the Foodland and Woolworths.
Benefit of 4,000 square metre supermarket, that'll be great, but I guess my worry is having those empty stores and the impact that will have on the local community if they don't get the mix right. And we can see the issues with Hallett Cove and other centres perhaps that aren't part of like a big chain.
Anything further, Mr. Scull?
Thank you, Chair. I think the IQ report is saying that people tend not to go up the hill to Hallett Cove, which is unfortunate for the development up there, but they tend to go down towards the Marion, the bigger shops, and for their other shopping down the hill, down Brighton Road. So there's an anticipation that there'll be very limited impact on Hallett Cove, if that's what you're asking, because people don't tend to go up the hill towards their shopping from Seacliff, Marina, and maybe even Hallett Cove down the southern northern part.
And it's possibly worth adding that the DPA, at the end of the day, provides a framework, and it's up to entrepreneurs to put in shops or the like that they think are going to work. There might be other examples where they've got it wrong, but at the end of the day, what can you do at this level of setting the framework other than trust that it is going to work some way or another? Councillor Vlescu, anything more?
Through the Chair, I think having a supermarket which will have a lot of patronage will be a good anchor tenant, and hopefully they do get the right mix. But I guess I'm just worried about the catchment area being enough to sustain those other specialty shops based on what's happening locally and also in the retail environment in general. That's all.
Fair enough. If there's no other contribution, I'll simply put it to the vote. All those in favour? Carried unanimously. Thank you. So, members of the public who were interested in that item, you feel free to leave if you wish. But in any case, I now propose to go to some of the confidential items on the agenda. Now, it would make sense to deal with the film festival first, and that's on page 42. Now, the first question is the extent to which we deal with the matter in confidence or otherwise. If we're talking about the dollars and cents of providing a service, one can appreciate that the commercial information would justify confidentiality. Then we just have to think about the different segments of this. One is whether it is debated in confidence. One is whether the report subsequently is in confidence. One is whether the minutes are in confidence. So we can break it up in different ways. But having given that preface on page 44, it is up to, sorry, wrong cover page, 42. It's up to you, members. Councillor Bulescu.
Your Worship, I move that we go into confidence to discuss this item, and at the end of the item, perhaps we can decide, even in consultation with third parties, as to what can become public and when.
Yes, the issue of confidentiality of the documents would normally be dealt with after we've dealt with the substantive question at hand. In other words, whether, in this case, whether to do something or not. So you're moving that way. Is anyone seconding? Councillor Crossland? Anyone against? Councillor Clancy, do you wish to speak?
For us and the Adelaide Film Festival. And I just wonder if people are coming to us with ideas, then there is no competition. I'm just not sure why this one needs to go into confidence.
All right, would anyone else like to participate in that debate? Well, Councillor Crossland, you seconded, but I suppose you reserved your right to speak. What did you want to say in favour?
I think when somebody's asked you to have a look at something in confidence, if you disrespect that, I think we're not going to get any approaches. And I think Councillor Valescu is on the money. Let's have a look at it, talk about it, and then look at the best way of marketing it by releasing information, but keep the confidential stuff confidential.
Councillor Hull?
Best way be, as suggested by Councillor Valescu, I'm not sure the messenger press is here anyway. They are?
They walked out.
They walked out. Okay. But to take up Councillor Clancy's point, wouldn't there be a fairly robust press release made once we actually determine where we're going with this, because it's a good news story as far as I'm concerned. So,
well, the question of confidentiality is not, or at least should not, be based on who's going to put out a press release when. It's based on whether confidential information is likely to be discussed in the debate.
I take your point. I was just trying to address Councillor Clancy's valid point.
All right. Well, I think, did you want to say anything, Councillor Valescu, to close the debate?
Yeah, I do. I think that we do need to take a careful position when we do have approaches of a commercial nature, if we are going to discuss it here as a council. I think that we can have that discussion. We would get advice from governance as to whether there is the option not to go into confidence. But I think also it's a message that we send, because if we think something's a little bit minor and we don't go into confidence, that may actually undermine our integrity on some other issues where, you know, we would perhaps not get that approach, which could be of huge benefit to our ratepayers. And once again, we have the opportunity at the end of it to discuss with the third party exactly what information goes out there.
All right, I'll put that to a vote. Whether we go into confidence for the debate based on commercial information, all those in favour? All those against? Next item is the Edwardstown Memorial Sports and Community Club issue. I'm inviting, the doors are open, but I'm inviting any councillor to move that we go into confidence. And you'll note that in the motion as drafted, it refers to commercial information. And indeed, we are about to discuss commercial information. Because I've had a letter from a Member of Parliament with concerns about us discussing this confidentially, I can say to you that I've already replied to that Member of Parliament to say that we're going into confidence to protect the reputations of those people who are on the board, and also because we are dealing with the confidential information of another party, not the council, and most certainly it is not to protect or avoid council scrutiny of our own decision making. In addition to that, because I've written back quite candidly to the Bowls Club and the Football Club, I've invited that MP to approach them if she wants to get copies of correspondence from them. Of course, that doesn't go into anywhere near the detail of the report that we have before us tonight, but those options are available. So I thought I'd put that on the public record because it's important for the public to understand if we're going into confidence, it's not about protecting council, it's actually protecting about other parties. Now, Councillor Mason.
Just one question. When we're going out of confidence once everything is sorted and council are managing?
As in the motion that's drafted for you, all of our confidential motions are normally reviewed in December each year. One thing that we sometimes put in there is that something to the effect confidential, etc., except the Chief Executive Officer and the Mayor are authorised to make statements, for the purpose of
enacting the resolution.
Or responding to...
You might have to say, or clarifying council's position or something like that. Because we have been in that difficult situation before where somebody else raises public issues and even if they ask the mayor or the chief executive or a ward councillor, the answer is, oh, I can't tell you, even though, you know, it might be quite sensible to answer the question. I think this is probably one of those sensitive issues where that would be valuable. But equally, the reason that we sometimes include such a clause giving speaking rights, as it were, to the Mayor and the Chief Executive Officer is to make sure there's one message coming out of Council, because we've also had controversial issues in the past where several different councillors will give out different information about the same thing. And that doesn't help people who are seeking information because they'll get conflicting messages and yet you can't actually give them the proof, which is ultimately confidential. So that's why it's narrowed that way, I think. Ms. McKenzie, any other comment on that?
Nope.
No. So if somebody would like to move that, if they'd like to include that sort of exemption, then we could do that. Yeah, Councillor Masika, so would you like to give an exemption to the Mayor and Chief Executive?
We can do that at the end.
At the end. All right, this is just about going into... Yep. Thanks, Ms. McKenzie. So this is just to have the debate in confidence. I suppose I was being expansive because of Councillor Mason's question, but that's Ms. McKenzie's absolutely right. This is just to have the debate in confidence. So thank you, Councillor Masika. Is that seconded? Councillor Gard, all those in favour? That's carried unanimously. So we will now shut the doors and I'll turn the microphone. So we come out of confidential discussion, discuss the Oaklands precinct, Dwyer Road Reserve, Diagonal Way, detailed design. The
Do we need to retain any of that confidence? Because if they know, they should be notified straight away. The report, is there anything in the report?
It just has the recommendations. Without any reasoning. The recommendations are on page 49. So, who would like to move something? Councillor Pryor.
Sorry, it took me a while to get to page 49. I'd like to move this as written, and there's a bit of an argument about this one in terms of what our actual intent is. I'd like to just clear up what my intent is here, or what I understand the intent as. Simply streetscaping around the station or from the station in one direction is my intent. And if you look at it with that intent, it stacks up completely. I think we've decided to leave out the pedestrian activated crossing at this stage. That may come in the future. That's up for discussion in the future. But as it stands, to me, this is a streetscaping project, and this is exactly what we want to do around Oaklands Crossing.
Is that seconded, Councillor Telfer?
I would be very pleased to see the cohesion of what's been done at the station with three pieces of land that are treated in different ways, particularly the one on Diagonal Road around the corner, which often looks quite untidy and is not integrated with together. I'm looking forward to all that area being integrated. But I am very concerned about the refuge on Diagonal Way. I don't want to see it go. I see hordes of people use it. I didn't use it yesterday morning and I nearly died. I mean, got caught between two cars by a whisker on my ear. So I feel very strongly that I will keep a watch on that, and I want that refuge there because the alternate of people doing other things is not appropriate. But over and above that, we look forward to a very smart and tidy area, and that's a great outcome.
Anyone against or question? Councillor Crossland.
Thank you, Your Worship. Councillor Telfer's raised these small parcels of untidy land on a number of occasions. Is there any opportunity to deal with it so it is all done in one go and it all matches? Or is that going to be something that's going to have to come as a separate resolution? I'm not sure how big the land is, but it would be nice to finish a whole project off with it done in sort of the same time.
Dr. Grimm, would you come forward, please? Councillor Telfer, can you be a bit more specific about the area of land involved?
Oh, it is designed to be part of this, but that piece of land on Diagonal Road at the corner, that's behind the houses, that is the untidy bit at the moment. There's an overgrown tree as you're travelling south along Diagonal Road, and then several trees and high grass. It doesn't look a good entrance statement for our city. I'm looking forward to that being tidy, but I'm also looking forward to all the other pieces being integrated.
So is it in fact more like a ward issue, or are we talking about something overarching in some way across the city?
I have raised at ward briefings and during planning day the whole issue of pocket parks, but that is such a big issue for the whole of the city that the pocket parks will be dealt with in a year or so when we have focus, because land and property and open space have got enough on their books at the moment.
Thank you. Dr. Grimm, anything to add?
Through the chair, the area that you indicated on the corner of Diagonal Road is part of the scope of works for improvements to amenity and landscape treatments.
Very good. So it's been moved and seconded. Question from Councillor Gard.
Your Worship, this is a matter that I did raise at the infrastructure and strategy meeting on the subject, and that is about the means of promoting certain aspects of this initiative, and I wanted to know whether we do have something in mind. For example, one of the issues that we are facing is worry from certain residents that what we're doing could create undue or increased traffic past their residences, foot traffic I'm talking of. I just feel alongside that this is a great opportunity for us to educate the community more about the whole purpose of what we're doing it for, and where it might be going in the future as Westfield develops. So to me, I would like to see running alongside, if it is at all possible, some form of PR plan.
I think that's business as usual. But Mr. Haridas, what do you say?
Through the chair, thank you for the question. In part, yes, it is business as usual, and I think some of the nuance to your question, Councillor Gard, is perhaps amplifying some of the message with this on some of the broader improvements and enhancements across the city, and there's some things we can bring into the narrative.
I have got a question myself, actually. Page 109 is the letter from the Department of Transport to Council offering support in principle for a pedestrian actuated crossing, and it says that it asks Council to discuss opportunities for Council to apply for funding assistance. Now, am I right in thinking that Council has not budgeted for a pedestrian actuated crossing at this point? Will that come back to Council if that's going to be the subject of spending Council money?
I'm through the chair. Stage 3 works are proposed for detailed design next financial year and to be brought back to Council. So the conversation with DIPT will occur through that design process for funding opportunities.
All right, thank you. Now, been moved and seconded. We've had our questions. Anyone speaking in opposition? Councillor Hull.
Mr. Mayor, to remain consistent, I'm philosophically against this proposal. I did take the time to attend the session that was held down at the depot. I heard residents' concerns there. That was when I was first availed to concerns of residents about this proposal. And some of them have been alluded to tonight. Since then, going to the opening of the Oaklands Crossing, former Councillor Graham Watts made his views known to me, which is not consistent with what we're proposing. And since then, we've had petitions. You might remember those petitions. There's a Section 270 review happening right now, I believe, with an independent assessor. The Surveyor General still hasn't signed off on this, and yet the administration's still pushing this and pushing it. And getting back to the data, we engaged Sage Consulting to provide data, but Do you think they actually put a monitor in a critically strategic location, being at the pinnacle of the State Aquatic Centre, to see how many people cross there? Oh no, all we're doing is going on a hunch of the number of people that press the button on the traffic light, which could be one or several people. We don't know. So, you know, even though I actually, in the process of that data collection, I did ask for that to be picked up, it wasn't picked up. So we're making a decision in advance of the Section 270 review. For that reason, it should be deferred alone, because why have a Section 270 and still push on with a resolution like this? As for the pedestrian crossing, well, it's just going to be another impediment to traffic flow that we actually tried to resolve with the Oakland's crossing in the first place.
Thank you.
There's a cost tag involved.
Anyone else speaking in favour? Councillor Valesky.
Ways that they look to pick up on the data. So the way that they pick on the data is information from the smartphones, things like that. And I ask questions in regards to, you know, what happens if someone doesn't have a smartphone, that sort of stuff. So this is comparative data. What they do is they have several filters that go through the information to make sure that they're not picking up people's mobile phones from their cars, or Bluetooth signals from cars. So there's various things. And there's also limitations as to where they can place the monitoring devices based on the interference, but also based on where they can actually put them with what is already there. So essentially, the data that we got gave us comparative information as to people on Diagonal Road and people down the street, the Diagonal Way that we're talking about. And that's essentially what that was. And some timing around that as well, so when it's busier. So that's essentially what we had. And I, to shame that Councillor Hull wasn't able to be there, I'm sure there was other things.
Order, Mr. Mayor.
Point of order, Councillor Hull.
Twice now he's referred to me not being at a meeting when Councillor Mason and I were clearly there.
No, I'm just saying
that... Councillor Vlesky's... Well, I'm not sure exactly what time he's referring to, but there was a particular briefing on SAGE.
I'm not questioning the councillor's commitment to the meeting or anything like that. I'm only saying at the early stage of the meeting, and I apologise if that wasn't clear, when the detail was explained as to how and why things weren't collected, not all the members were able to be present. So that's why I clarified that. But there was a further discussion that all councillors were there. So that's why. But that detail, from my memory, chairing the meeting, not everybody was there. So. And I'm also sharing that, I guess, for everyone that was not there, because there were other meetings being held at the same time.
I think that's more to the point. I'm not able to adjudicate on that factual question. Anyone else speaking in favour of the motion? Sorry, against the motion? Councillor Schilling.
I'm just going to be consistent with my view on Diagonal Way. I'm still not happy that we're closing Diagonal Way. I do have a few questions, like Councillor Hull, about the 270 in process and the different petitions that have received. In principle, I do support the data and the other stuff that we are doing at the site. It's the Diagonal Way side of things that I am concerned about. And so just to be consistent, I'll be opposing this because of Diagonal Way.
Ms. McKenzie, Governance Manager, what is the relevance of the Section 270 review on the process for closing Diagonal Way in relation to the design that's presented to us?
Through the Chair, you'll note on page 53 of the agenda there is a section there that identifies risks, and there's a paragraph there just in regards to the Section 270 review. This just highlights that although it could be publicly perceived that there is a predetermined outcome by progressing to tender, it doesn't actually implicate the tender process. As long as we've got something in there that the tender could be pulled at any stage based on the outcomes of the Section 270 review. So I've discussed this matter with the project owner, and they've ensured that that clause will go into the tender documents.
So in other words, to avoid delay, the proposition is that we proceed with design and tender, but if the Section 270 review comes back with advice that there was improper process, then that would freeze and we would go back to deal with the process again.
Yes.
Right. Thank you, Ms. McKenzie. You've had your opportunity, Councillor Hull, so I'll ask if there's anybody else in favour of the motion. Councillor Gard.
I think overall this project is a very good one. It's one that we really are hanging out for, because this, it's going to give us the total benefit of what has happened at Oakland's Crossing, because one of the great problems with that crossing was not just the logistics of it, but the terrible eyesore. It was very unbecoming of our council, and any council for that matter. So I want to see it move forward. I think the actual momentum created by the project could alleviate some of the issues about the closure of Diagonal Way. In any case, the 270 will settle that out, and we've just explained that to ourselves that we are covered in that respect. But it is something that I'm very keen to go forward with. I'd be delighted if in time to come the state government, as has been inferred, would drop a few funds on us for the connectivity between the station and Westfield Marion. That's another time. But on the whole, people movement is important to us. People movement in comfort and safety is even more important. So I'm wanting to see an ASAP on it.
Anyone else speaking in opposition to the motion? Then I'll go back to the mover, Councillor Pryor, to close the debate.
Yeah, just very quickly, to note the concerns about Diagonal Way, I agree with there is some concerns about Diagonal Way. The survey that we ran in our community consultation was relatively conclusive as far as we go with surveys, that we should close it. There's always going to be some people who are not in favour of works we do. Look, I guess time will tell how that pans out. But this motion is about progressing Diagonal Dwyer Road Reserve this year. I think it would be a real missed opportunity if we don't progress this. We have funding from the government to do some of the smarter aspects of that park. We really want to push this forwards. We can talk about the rest of the project later on, but that's stage two and stage three, and they. While we're looking to address stage two here as well, we do have other chances to look at this when the Section 270 comes back. So I think we should support this motion.
All those in favour, raise your hand. That's all those against. Carried by a majority. Division's called by Councillor Hull. All those in favour, please stand. Those in favour are Councillors Masika, Mason, Valescu, Pryor, Telfer, Duncan, Gard and Crossland. You may sit down. Those against are Councillors Clancy, Hull and Schilling. So the motion is carried.